Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight is Monday Night Raw, and we got a few more weeks until WrestleMania. And we got a lot going on Raw tonight. It's Madison Square Garden. We got two tag team title matches. We got the women's tag team titles on the line. We got the men's tag team titles on the line. Brock Lesnar is going to be there and plenty more. So we'll give you a lineup for that show. Also NXT tomorrow. Dynamite on Wednesday. We got Stand and Deliver this weekend. We got Sakura Genesis this weekend. Dynasty is coming up next weekend. And I will be there for that one. And actually, I'll be going from Dynasty back home and then to WrestleMania. Because WrestleMania is the Saturday and Sunday after Dynasty. So a lot of stuff coming up. Speaking of WrestleMania, yes, John Cena is going to be there. We got some notes on that, as well as Goldberg and a bunch of injuries this weekend. Kyle Fletcher was injured and Nikki Bella, minor injury. Josh Alexander needs surgery. We got some updates on a class action WWE lawsuit. We got someone who was injured coming back from injury. So we'll tell you about that. And plenty of other news as well. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to join us here today, as he does every Monday. And if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Lots to get into after the break, everybody, so stick around. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. And old Sandman here on the board says, or on the chat, looks like WrestleCon Super Show is saying they've worked hard on a main event they've been trying to get and just passed the final hurdle with negotiations today. These people have never faced each other, and the possibility of this match may never happen again. What could this match be, Tom? A once-in-a-lifetime they've never faced, and they may never face off again.
Is it you versus the Boogie Woogie Man?
Oh, goddamn, I wish. Nah, I've heard nothing about that, so it's not looking good for that that battle of the ages. Well, tonight is Raw, and we got a lot coming up for Raw tonight. There's a street fight for the World Tag Team titles. Usos against Austin Theory and Logan Paul, tag titles on the line. Lash Legend Nia Jax against Bayley and Lyra. EO versus Raquel. Brock Lesnar will appear. Well, you've got CM Punk and Roman Reigns under the same roof. And Penta against Kofi Kingston. Some of these previews are always like, they'll be under the same roof. Or for SmackDown, it was like, who will Randy Orton attack this week? So, it's a mystery.
Did you see Roman Reigns on, I believe it was the Jimmy Kimmel show last week?
I saw a clip of it, but I didn't watch the whole interview.
Where he essentially tried to set up the match as being a battle of the Z-Bros from Zootopia 2. Since, of course, Roman Reigns and CM Punk were the two voices of the Z-Bros. So that's a new twist on this matchup. I guess not a new twist, but not one that I expected to be used in the anticipation and promotion. They were both Z-Bros in Zootopia 2, and now they will do battle.
I don't know if I told the story here on this show, but Paisley's got into Harry Potter. And there's like some blonde-haired kid on Harry Potter that now she thinks is kind of cute. And so her and Hanalei were talking about handsome men. And Hanalei goes, you know who's more handsome than daddy? And I was like, I got to hear this. Who is more handsome than your father?
You didn't immediately say John Cena?
You know who she answered is more handsome than her father? The horse from Zootopia. What? Oh, the horse from Zootopia.
She is not incorrect.
Who plays this guy?
I don't know. You don't remember what he looked like?
I vaguely remember. Yeah, actually, because when we went to... I remember who I told this story to. When we went to Spokane, I can't mention the name because it would break kayfabe, but we went up to their hotel room. He's got two kids.
It was RVD.
And they were watching Zootopia, and I'm just kind of sitting there stewing like whatever. And then the horse shows up, and I was like, all right, fine. That horse is definitely more handsome than her daddy.
Mayor Windancer.
Patrick Warburton. Apparently plays the horse on Zootopia.
You know what the horse's name is? Brian.
Is he really? No, it's not.
Brian Windancer.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Golly, how about that? Well, anyway, what can you do? All right, John Cena. Speaking of John Cena, your hero John Cena. He will be at WrestleMania 42 as the host for the weekend. He posted a video on X from Hollywood. He is currently filming a Netflix movie. He said Los Angeles and Las Vegas are in close proximity. And since the show is in need of a host, he said, among things, it's a role he's looking forward to pursue. He says, I'm shooting a movie for Netflix called One Attempt Remaining, which he notes, you can see when it comes out. Thanks, John. Also on the road, which is ironic because there's a road to WrestleMania going on. Hollywood is close to Vegas. Room around town. WrestleMania needs a host. Well, I'm already on that road. I'll see you at WrestleMania. So, yes, John Cena is going to be the host of WrestleMania.
Hold on. We've got guys out there who have been putting in work all of 2026, all of last year, and they're being told they can't get a spot on WrestleMania. What has John Cena done lately to deserve a hosting gig on WrestleMania?
Hey, dude, it's not just your sarcasm
like,
there.
Like, they should do the angle where he's in the audience trying to get the hosting gig.
Hey, I think they did that one year. But the bigger thing is, remember when John Cena was doing that retirement tour and they were selling tickets as, this is the last time you will ever see John Cena in such and such. The last time you'll ever see John Cena in such and such. And of course, I think we all knew. It's not the last time. But hey, is anybody in Vegas? Can you confirm whether or not the last time WWE is in Vegas, they announced that it would be the last time you would ever see John Cena in Las Vegas? Because here he is. He's the host of the show.
How would anybody in Las Vegas or anywhere else see John Cena, Brian?
Well, he says we're going to see him at WrestleMania. He's retired. You can see him now. Because you know what else, Tom? He used to say, never give up, and then he quit. So I can't take anything this guy says seriously at this point. Now, got a couple of injuries to talk about. Actually, we'll do Kyle Fletcher next because I got more on that one. But Nikki Bella injured her, I guess her ankle. She rolled her ankle or something on SmackDown, brawling outside with Nia Jax. We couldn't see it. It was like off screen, but... whatever happened, I mean, she could barely walk. She hobbled into the ring. They did like a quick something or other. She ended up outside. The doctor went over to check on her. And then that was the end of Nikki Bella. Like when they did the schmoz afterwards and all the baby faces are in the ring celebrating, she never got back in the ring. But apparently they say she's going to be all right. So that's good. We've also got Roxanne Perez, who was out of action for quite a while. She underwent surgery to have a benign mass removed from her back, which had caused her a lot of pain in the last couple of months. And she should be back at any time. And this one is interesting because if you recall, Finn Balor is the one that brought her into the Judgment Day. And since she's been gone, Finn Balor has been kicked out of the Judgment Day. So I guess the question is, when she comes back, is she going to align herself with Finn Balor? Or is she going to end up back in the Judgment Day? So we shall see probably tonight. Because they're in Madison Square Garden, they usually like to do a lot of big stuff. And then also, Josh Alexander got some bad news. He was injured on the March 18th collision taping. And he went to his doctor. and his doctor told him that he needs surgery. Just found out minutes ago how serious it was. I've been limping and in pain for a week. My surgeon told me I'm going to need surgery this coming Wednesday. My knee injury is pretty severe. I will not be cleared to compete. No timetable set for my return. He was the Maple Leaf Pro Canadian champion as well. And obviously, he was stripped of the title. And I think they did something, but I forget who ended up becoming the interim champion or whatever Maple Leaf did. I'll get that after the break. But anyway, best wishes to everybody who is injured. And we'll talk about Kyle Fletcher when we come back from the break, because there's actually a lot to talk about with Kyle Fletcher. But that'll be coming up after the break. How is your hip, Tom?
I'm too hip to be square, I'll tell you that much.
Well, how'd you feel after that?
Well, you just let it go.
Comeback. Dude, I can't find out how my friend's doing. Like, people ask me all the time, how's Filthy's hip? How's Filthy doing? How's Filthy's hip? It's like, well, he's my co-host on the show. I'll ask him. Then I ask him, and he's like, no one cares. Quit asking me about my hip.
You want me to violate HIPAA law?
It's not a HIPAA law. Right, like, how's it feel? Does it hurt right now?
This is not information for you to know.
Oh, God. You're the worst. Just give us something to getting into the break here for the next 25 seconds. All right. Dom, take us to break, brother. We'll go early. And then we'll come back after the break and talk about Kyle Fletcher. Idiot. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Age of 50, want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So a lot to talk about with Kyle Fletcher here. So first off, on the Collision show this weekend, they were doing a tag match, and it was Mark Davis and Kyle Fletcher versus Zach Wentz and Desmond Xavier, Rascals. And they're doing a spot there at the end where Davis and Kyle, they grab the baby faces and they go for the double overhead belly to belly deal, but they're facing each other, and so as they go to do the move, like they're actually too close to each other, and so Kyle's leg, as he's like doing the bridge, bonks into Davis's leg, and Kyle all of a sudden can't get his own leg out of the way, and so he fell on his own ankle. And he immediately grabbed his ankle, but then stopped because he wasn't supposed to. And he kind of rolled out of the way. And, I mean, he did the whole match. He finished the match. He limped around. He did some limping running. He threw boots. I mean, he did the whole match. He finished the match. But then, you know, he walked. They got the ramp, and he did not walk up that ramp. He went straight down through the other way to get out of there. And he did leave in a walking boot. So we don't have an update, but hopefully he's all right because, you know, as we're going to talk about in a moment with Adam Cole, you know, Adam Cole, he ran and he jumped off the ramp, landed on his foot and, like, destroyed his foot, and he was out forever. You just, you know, honestly,
that's,
like...
That's because I attacked him.
That could have been
on Collision and beat up his leg, like... months before that.
But I know you don't like to talk about it, Tom, but you did have a hip replacement, and I watched your comeback this weekend, and you recovered much faster than Adam Cole from his broken foot. You recovered much faster than Bianca Belair from her broken finger. So you never know what's going to happen in one of these injuries.
Right, but I did not recover as fast as Will Ospreay.
Well, no one did.
From his broken neck.
John Cena didn't recover as fast from his torn pec then, or whatever that happened years ago. But anyway, so Kyle is hopefully all right. And, you know, last week, he was doing an interview, and they asked him about, I think it was either All Out or All In. All Out and All In being next to each other, I could never figure out which is which, but... it was the match where he was going to go in there, and he was scheduled to beat Adam Cole for the TNT title. I believe it was a TNT title. There's so many belts. But the point is, that was a day that he was going to go in there and beat Adam Cole for the TNT title. This was all in Texas, and like he'd flown his whole family there, and he was all excited. And so he was asked about it because obviously that didn't happen. And he did the interview talking about how it was one of the worst days of his life, and the rug got pulled out from under him, and he was all, you know, depressed about it. And, you know, last week on the show, I got pretty hot because, you know, the reason the rug got pulled out from under him, the reason the match didn't take place, is because he concussed Adam Cole, which pretty much most likely has led to Adam Cole's retirement. And because of that, they ended up doing the four-way or whatever they did, and Dustin Rhodes left with the title. And I was upset about the interview because it was like he didn't mention Adam Cole at all. He was just only talking about how he had a bad day. And to his credit, you know, there was a lot of criticism about this, and he could have pulled a Ricochet and just like gone nuts on Twitter and yelled at people and got all angry and defensive. But instead, you know, a couple of days later, he did an interview with Adrian Hernandez, and he apologized. He said, "I was very upset with myself for the way that I worded it in that interview. I would like to apologize for the way I spoke and the words that I used. I think the words I used were a bit insensitive, saying it was one of the worst days of my life. My thought process when I was answering that and answering any question about that day, I never want to talk about somebody else's story. And that whole situation, a lot of it is Adam's story to tell. When I was answering that question, they asked me about my emotions on that day. I did my best to not address what happened with Adam to the best of my ability and just focus on how I felt. Truthfully, that was one of the worst days of my life. I had people in my ear telling me, you should be saying in promos, you injured Adam Cole, using it for heat or whatever. And I never felt good about that. So I've tried my best to stay away from talking about it. One of the reasons it was one of the worst days of my life is because, think about it, I had to watch someone that I admire very much and I look up to stand in the ring and cry and basically say he might never wrestle again. And then I had to go out there into the ring and perform, basically knowing it was possibly my fault and that everybody in the arena knew it was my fault. And I'm sure you can imagine the headspace. I really don't feel like I have the right to complain about any of it because of what Adam is going through and has gone through. My feelings pale in comparison to his. So, all credit to Kyle Fletcher. He made some comments, and people were critical, and he understood why, and he apologized, and he explained himself, and, you know, I was really happy to hear that. So, hopefully he's okay. Hopefully Adam Cole is improving and can come back someday. Hopefully nobody ever gets hurt in wrestling again, although that's not going to happen. But it was very nice to see that response to that.
Speaking of which, would you like to talk about the TNA sacrifice main event?
Oh, my God. There's another one. Well, tell us what happened. And I'll get the quote from...
There was a match taking place between Mike Santana defending against Steve Maclin in one of Brian's favorite storylines of 2026, where Steve Maclin has attacked multiple people on TNA staff. He has interrupted matches and caused chaos and was rewarded with a title shot. And in that match, it was very early on, within maybe 2 minutes or so, 3 minutes of the match, they were both going back and forth off the ropes, running into each other, and you know, it's a pretty common spot. One guy will hit the ropes, hit a move, then he'll run back to the other side, and the opponent will cut him off with a strike. And Santana was throwing a super kick, and they misjudged the placement in the ring, I believe. Santana was just too close to Maclin when he came off the ropes and threw the kick and didn't see it, and he was knocked unconscious. He went into the fencing position. He was stiff, and the referee, Alice Jean?
I forget her name, but she's really good. Lane.
Alice Lane stepped in and assessed the situation. Santana was actually playing to the crowd, and they were screaming, F him up. There was no need, because the super kick knocked Maclin out, and luckily Alice Lane stepped in, stopped the match. They did an angle where Eddie Edwards ran down, and then he got beat up on the fly and put through a table by Santana to send home the crowd happy. But a great job, especially when, you know, we were just over the past 2 weeks talking about the referee situation in OVW, where he was knocked unconscious, and the lack of awareness of the situation happening. It was great to see it happen. You know, not great to see the injury happen, but great to see the referee step in and do a tremendous job of keeping Steve Maclin safe and from suffering any more head trauma, because apparently he was released on Saturday. So
yeah,
good news.
You know, it's funny how life works, but that Ohio Valley thing was just like so appalling. And I feel terrible for the referee. But honestly, at the end of the day, I don't want to say it was worth it, but like after it happened, now everybody is like, I don't think something like that's ever going to happen again. I mean, the way that they handled the situation, this was the main event on a PLE, not just some random match.
Okay.
It's like, this was the main event, and this referee, Alice Lane, saw it happen. It was like, it's over. She ended the main event like a minute in. Done.
Yeah. We even, not to blow cover too much, but We even had a walkie-talkie last week at the commentary booth.
Yeah.
In case we saw something that, you know, needed to be relayed, or maybe if something happened in the ref that we needed to call to the back. So, well, already, you know, even independent shows have started taking steps to rectify that situation, make sure it does not happen again.
Yes. Like, all you can hope for is that when a terrible thing happens, people learn from it and then it doesn't happen again.
And let's all learn from another terrible thing, and that is, do not, if you are a fan of wrestling, especially deathmatch wrestling, do not engage in fights and stab wrestlers, because that is what happened to Mads Cruel Kruger this past weekend in Chicago. It was in some sort of verbal altercation before the show, during the show, and then afterwards was attacked by this gentleman, and in the process, I believe, was stabbed.
Yes. It wasn't like
shanked.
Apparently he was all right. It wasn't like a, you know, he didn't like,
he didn't even know at first.
But
he is a monster, so
he got cut. But we'll get into that in a second. We gotta go way back here. So first off, yes, Macklin was released the next day, and they said that he didn't suffer concussion somehow, even though he got knocked out. They ruled that he had not had a concussion.
I don't understand that.
I know.
I saw what I saw.
Well, yeah, and you see in UFC all the time, it's like dude gets KO'd and then they reveal, he didn't have a concussion. It's like, dude, if you got knocked out, you have a concussion. That's just it. But anyway, they said he didn't. But the point is, and this is kind of interesting, the match went like a minute, got stopped, and they've already announced the main event for their next big show, and he's not in it. So they're not going to redo the match. They're going right to the Eddie Edwards. So they must have some, like, whatever they've got planned out. But that was his world title shot for now. He'll probably get another one down the road, but they are moving on to Eddie Edwards and not just doing that match again. We got more on this, stabbings and more, after the break. Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. and ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we got more here. So first off, Mike Santana said, every time I'm getting ready for a match, I find a corner, take a moment of myself, I kneel and pray to God to protect me and my opponent. Watch over us as we head out to give the fans an escape and something worth what they pay their hard-earned money for. But we all know freak accidents happen, sometimes out of our control in the moment. That's the unfortunate reality of what we do. All we can do is learn from it and take preventative measures going forward so we can avoid making the same mistakes. I will say I'm truly proud of how TNA handled the situation. Even more proud of referee Alice Lane. Her elite professionalism, quick thinking saved us. We were truly blessed to have had her out there with us. I'm glad Steve is safe and doing well. One of the toughest guys I know, someone I've considered a close friend for a long time. At the end of the day, our health and well-being come first, and we showed exactly that. I'm not laughing about this. I'm actually, this Alice Lane, I think, is an awesome referee. And I'm pretty sure it was her. God, what was that TNA match? They had some TNA match. I forget who was in it. But like, oh my God, they just had like the best finish. It's like somebody was being like a jerk. It was
Mustafa Ali.
No, it was former Top Dollar. He was just being such a jerk, and then finally, like he screams at Alice Lane, and she sells it like a person would really sell it. Like, I'm a professional. I'm gonna do my job. But, like, screw you, buddy. It's just, like, it's just this angry look on her face. And then they had some sort of finish where, like, you know, she didn't see it because, oh, yeah, she, like, closed her eyes to let the, it was, like, it was so awesome. But she was perfect in the role. And anyway, it was interesting that her and Eddie Edwards, I'm not even sure what this really is, but Carlos Silva, before the tapings on Saturday, announced that he was giving Alice Lane, as well as Eddie Edwards, the TNA All-Star Award. Which is, like, cool, because, you know, she got the award for what she did, and Eddie got the award for, quote, stepping up in a big way. But, like, I don't even know what this award is. Like,
I think...
Do they get a ribbon? Cash?
You know what?
A medal?
You know who you could ask?
Who's that? What, Lance?
Yeah.
I could ask him. But the problem is, every time I ask Lance anything about TNA, he's like, I don't know. I'll ask him tomorrow. We'll see if he's ever got the TNA All-Star Award. Hey, I got to ask you, Tom, what did you think of SmackDown? Shall I go on, or do you want to answer?
What were they doing? What are they thinking?
Okay, so here's the deal.
Randy Orton is not, he's not cutting babyface promos, by the way. I just want to make that clear.
Oh, you're listening to Observer Radio? Okay.
Yeah, he is going out there and he is telling the fans, I'm not listening to you, in the most patterned, like, heel manner possible, like written for him. Now, if the idea is that they're doing that to make him more of a heel so that he is cheered and they're playing some 4D chess, then go for it. Have fun.
Well, I want to mention this, and then you can review it. I watched the show, and I thought, that had its ups and it had its downs. It was all right. It was fine. And I did the Brian and Vinny show talking about it, and then everyone in the thread is like, you thought the show was good? And then, you know, they're talking about, that was the worst show I've seen in, like, years. And then they start putting out, like, on Cage Match, it's got, like, a 2 out of 10. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? Like, first off, I just watched NXT on Tuesday. And after watching NXT on Tuesday, at worst, this show was a 7. But don't go telling me this was, like, the worst show in years, because that NXT show was 50 times worse. And then people are like, well, you know, fans are really angry that Sammy won, and so they're giving it a bad score. And I was like, okay, so this is all stupid. What did you think of the show? And let's review it.
I you know what? I would liken it to that NXT show on Tuesday that you hated. Because to me, a lot of this is just nonsensical.
But it's nowhere near as bad as that NXT show. Please. Please, Tom. Don't be a cage match troll, brother.
No, but I like...
Should I look at the text messages that you sent me during NXT?
Some of these finishes are really bad on this show.
Go for it.
They started off with a video of Randy Orton beating up Matt Cardona backstage, beating him down inside of the ring before the Viper made his way to the squared circle to open the show. He said he's put away the voices inside his head for years, but a few weeks ago with Cody's blessing, he started listening to them again. He no longer listens to the voices of the fans. However, there is one person that has his ear. We do not find out who that is. Instead, Matt Cardona comes out while Orton berates him before Cardona slugs him in the head with the microphone and leaves. So backstage, Nick Aldis let Trick Williams know that he's going to have a match at WrestleMania. He doesn't tell him who it's with. Sami Zayn comes in and he asks Aldis, "What am I doing at WrestleMania?" And Nick goes, "I don't want to do this here, but we might as well. Unless something changes, there's no spot on you for Mania right now."
He's got no path to WrestleMania. Wow.
Well, he has. He pointed out all the times he's lost.
Well, yeah.
And he had a valid point. He's just been losing and losing and losing. So Sammy's like, "Oh, I'll think of something." And he starts to walk away. But as Trick keeps talking to Aldis, he goes back, lays out Trick with one punch. Just like had happened in the prior segment where Matt Cardona walked up to Randy Orton and laid him out with one punch.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Huh. Then we had the Bella Twins taking on Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
Actually, first we had the segment backstage where Randy goes, "Aldis, why are you letting this happen? I want this Matt Cardona tonight." And Aldis goes, "Guy's got a broken arm." And Randy goes, "I know, I broke it. You know what? If you don't give me the match tonight, I'm taking this guy out anyway." So Aldis goes, "All right, you can have it."
God, maybe he is a baby face.
That was an Ava line right there.
The Bella Twins took on Charlotte and Alexa Bliss. The Irresistible Forces came down. They badmouthed both teams, sat ringside to watch them, just to prove they're not threatened by them. The Twins pinned Alexa in the apron, beat her down for a bit before commercial break. Nikki threw Alexa into Lash and Nia, but the ref intervened before it could break down into a brawl. The Hall of Fame duo worked over Bliss's arm before she countered them with the double DDT, tagged Charlotte in. Alexa got back in after the hot tag from Charlotte. Brie activated Brie mode. Alexa punched her in the face, dropped her with one punch like we just saw in the prior segments. Then during a kickoff, what the hell happened? Something happened. Lash Legend punched. Yeah, there was a roll-up attempt. Alexa got kicked off. Lash Legend punched her in the face. And then Brie pinned her with a roll-up. And the Irresistible Forces got in the ring, beat down all the other women before they went for the Vegematic on Alexa, which, man, I would have loved to see that. But Bayley and Lyra ran down and made the save.
By the way, just got an update that Nikki Bella is currently in a walking boot, although she does say that she'll be ready in a week. So that is the update.
Entirely possible.
Yeah.
And I believe it. Rhea Ripley did a promotional microphone appearance in front of the crowd. She called out Jade Cargill and her new friends B-Fab and Mishin. The crowd booed them vociferously, so this worked.
Dude, like, everyone was all down on this segment, but it's like, bro, do you watch SmackDown? This was the most over B-Fab has ever been. Mishin did a good job. The three of them, to me, are way better together than they are apart. And I thought this was just like a perfectly fine build to WrestleMania. And it sets up matches for the next 2 weeks for Rhea to take out the other two. What the hell was wrong with this?
They got booed out of the building, like in the Dominic Mysterio style. They couldn't even start talking, really. So that was clearly the most heat that B-Fab and Mishin have gotten in a long time. And, I mean, to have them there with Jade also to talk, I'm not upset with it. Like, have Jade be the muscle of this trio. The match sucked. It was nothing. Rhea and B-Fab went to a DQ immediately, and then Rhea got laid out with Jaded. Kathy Kelly caught up with a bandaged Drew McIntyre, talked to him. Jelly Roll was set to fight Kit Wilson, who first needed to defend his mother's honor with a poem. So Roll stayed in the middle of the ring during this match while Kit Wilson moved around him, ate atomic drop after atomic drop, clothesline to the floor. Wilson grabbed his poetry book, used it as a distraction to blindside Jelly. And then Jelly Roll made a comeback. And he won. Fair and square.
I didn't like this one bit.
Fair and square with a choke slam.
No interference. No slip on a banana peel. No book. In the middle.
Way to make everyone look like a loser.
God.
Yeah, this is one of my least favorite things. Like, he couldn't have been hit with his own book or something. There could have been some sort of distraction. You know what I mean? Like,
something. Dude, they had the book right there. There should have been some sort of out for Kit Wilson.
The other thing is, right, like, in some of these past instances, like Mr. T winning, Mr. T's whole aura was that Mr. T was a tough guy. Not Jelly Roll.
Well, he's tough in a different way. What? Bro, even that Mr. T...
You can be tough all you want. Bro. It doesn't matter. You're getting pinned for 3 seconds if you're stepping out of the rehab facility and stepping into the mat. Right?
I just wrote about this. Mr. T, not to waste time, like, he was believed by the public to be the toughest guy in America in, like, 1984, 1985 because of this television show. Like, they believed he was a tough guy. Well, neither Roddy Piper nor Bob Orton would job to this guy. They were like, no, we're not doing it. We are not losing to Mr. T. And so, like, the WrestleMania 1 match almost never happened. Like, Mr. T was afraid they were going to try and beat him up. They didn't want to do a job for him. And then finally, the only reason it happened was because somebody decided, all right, I'll do a job. It's got to be to Hogan. Here we got Jelly Roll clean in the middle beating Kit Wilson. I didn't like it. As a match, I thought Kit Wilson did a great job. I thought Jelly did very good, but I did not like that finish at all.
Jelly Roll looked like an indie worker from like the early 2000s with that getup too. So Carmelo Hayes had a U.S. title open challenge accepted by Sami Zayn. Trick Williams comes out to watch. Melo had a first 48 as Sami was going for the Huluva kick. He went up to the top rope. He went for the nothing but net. Sammy caught him, gave him a blue thunderbomb. Trick threw the belt in the ring, the U.S. title. The ref took it. Melo ran Sammy towards the ropes. Trick threw a punch, but Sammy ducked. He punched Melo directly in the face. Sammy hit the Huluva kick, and he pinned Carmelo Hayes to win the U.S. title.
You know, people were upset about this, but I think it's just patently obvious what they're doing, which is they want Sami Zayn to make Trick Williams look like $1 million at WrestleMania and put the title on Trick Williams. And I don't think they want to go to Trick and Melo so early with like a 2-week build. It'd be better with Sami anyway. So everyone angry about Sami, like, I think it's obvious he's a transitional champion here to put over a guy and continue his loser storyline, probably leading to a heel turn.
Yes, but I think the issue is that people want some sort of resolution or some sort of payoff for Carmelo Hayes, Ilya Dragunov, and the guys who have been carrying this U.S. title division for the past year or so.
Well,
that's what the people are upset about.
There's always that Andre Battle Royal. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how.
Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, anything else important from SmackDown before we go here?
Yeah, remember, like, Tiffany Stratton almost killed Julia with a Swanton bomb.
Oh, my God.
Just crushed her.
That whole match was atrocious, and Tiffany screwed up every single spot. It was something else to watch.
Yeah, then she looked at Kiana James too long and went for the moonsault, and Julia got her knees up and pinned her. That's what happened.
Yeah, and then
she looked at her too long.
Tiffany didn't even sell the knees up.
Would you?
Well, God, yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah, I guess. If somebody tells me, hey, you're losing because you looked at Kiana James too long, actually, I'd probably still be looking. Anyways, Randy Orton took on Matt Cardona in the main event, and you'll never guess what happened. Matt Cardona won.
No, he didn't.
No, he got killed. RKO'd.
He not
out
only
of nowhere.
Got killed, and then last night Dave goes, what do you expect? It's Cardona. And I was like, bro, I've seen every match in WWE in the last 2 years. Tell me the last match with anybody who has a name that didn't even get a comeback. Not even like one spot. Randy Orton got heat on the guy, and then it was a true RKO out of nowhere, because in the middle of the heat, he RKO'd him and pinned him. I was like, oh my God. Wow.
That I love the fact that Cody was in his bus waiting. Then as soon as the match was over, he got out.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to fight somebody that bad,
well, he wanted
just
to see
go
the match.
It. Oh, yeah. He wanted to see the match. He was waiting. That was on his bucket list for 2026.
Yeah.
Anyways, they couldn't be separated, Cody and Randy. And Jelly Roll showed up, got in everyone's face, and then Randy Orton gave him an RKO, and the crowd cheered. They cheered
they
on
Randy
Orton. They not
only cheered, but they also chanted Randy's name. Afterwards, howled.
Hey, revenge for Kit Wilson.
He did get revenge for Kit. Golly. All right, guys. We got to go. Hey, I'll be back later on tonight with Dave, Wrestling Observer Radio. Look at them guns. And I'll be back.
It's the Kit Wilson, you fool.
I'm Kit Wilson, too. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.